Welcome on back, folks, to ESPN West Palm. Today, as always, I'm your host, Mike Rizzo. And joining me now is a very special guest. It is Dr. Adrian Florens, a neonatal and perinatal medicine specialist with pediatric and adolescent medicine. Dr. Florens is also a really big Chicago Bear fan. We'll touch on that a little later on in the show. But Dr. Florens, welcome on in, brother. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Mike? Thanks for having me.
Doing great. Now, first off, Doc, when did you know that kind of dealing with newborn babies and this side of the medicine field was somewhere that you wanted to kind of explore and really create a an opportunity for a job?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, ever since I went to medical school, I always knew I wanted to go into pediatrics. But then when I started to do my rotations in the neonatal intensive care unit and in the normal newborn nursery, and I realized what it's like to have an impact on the baby's life at the beginning of their life, especially when they're so sick or so premature, and how that has an everlasting effect on their lives and the outcomes the impact that it makes. It really is when I decided that that's where I wanted to go, and that's what I wanted to pursue.
Now, Doc Florens specializes in treating high-risk and premature-born babies, typically in the neonatal unit of a hospital. So, Doc, let me ask you, what exactly is neonatal perinatal medicine, and how does it differ from general pediatrics and other kind of other things along those practices?
It's very interesting because neonatology or neonatal perinatal medicine is it's the type of medicine that deals with the most fragile newborns. Unlike general pediatrics or obstetrics, which is the care of the mother, our world really begins in the very first hours of life. Okay, we're caring for the most vulnerable babies, you know, those premature babies that are born with different problems like respiratory, cardiac, neurological problems, or very, very serious infections. But we're starting when they take their first breath. So, you know, this is why it's so incredibly exciting, because we are there for emergencies, for example, in emergency cesarean section. And then we take those babies into the intensive care unit and we take care of them sometimes for many, many, many months, many weeks, many months until they go home. So it's very unique because it's intensive care for the smallest, most premature babies. And we get to really make a bond not only with the patient, but with their families, because they stay with us literally. Sometimes we're talking about 4 or 5 months until they're able to make it on their own when they go home.
Dr. Adrian Florens, a neonatal perinatal medicine specialist, is our guest here. He's a doctor through the Palm Beach Health Network, part of Tenet Healthcare Corporation. Doc, what are some of the most common complications that newborns have when it comes to the neonatal intensive care unit?
Well, Mike, you know, every baby is a little bit different, right? The most common NICU problems that we see have to do very much with the respiratory system, because these babies that are born prematurely don't have their lungs well developed. Many organs aren't, but that's one of our first priorities, first emergency that we have, because as you can imagine, without a mature respiratory system and without being able to take the first breath correctly, without our assistance, this could not function. Mm-hmm. But we also, I always tell parents that the premature baby's lungs are like a balloon that's deflated, and we have to be able to do that in a way that doesn't inflate it too much or too little, and we have special techniques and medications that allow us to do that. And, you know, but we also, and people don't realize this, that we deal with a lot of other issues that have to do, for example, with infections, feeding difficulties, jaundice, congenital heart disease. And what is special about today is that we can support each of these babies with treatments that really didn't exist many, many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And these are like very small, you know, for example, a very small triumph becomes suddenly the first drop of milk that we can give to a very tiny baby that's weighing 12, 13 ounces. So, you know, it's an art. It's a medical art that requires incredible skill, but also incredible amount of patience and an incredible amount of passion to be able to connect not only with the families, but everybody that's around and all the babies around in the unit.
Now, Doc, you talked about the technology. If you could talk about that a little bit more, how has the technology kind of changed and how has that helped you and your fellow neonatal and perinatal doctors kind of save babies and maybe treat things that might have been untreatable in years past?
Absolutely. I mean, in recent years, technology really has changed, Mike. And now we are saving babies that are 22 to 23 weeks. We're talking about a patient that's been pregnant for, you know, very, very little time. And when I was a neonatology fellow back in Chicago, which brings me to that, we were not saving babies that were that small. And I'm not that old, by the way. But I'm just saying that in recent years, technology allows us to save these very, very tiny babies that are weighing 11, 12, 13 ounces. So I just want you to have an idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We have much more delicate ventilators, therapies that, to give you a very exciting example, we're able to have something called whole body cooling, which allows for protection of the brain of some of these babies. We're able to individualize the nutrition that we help them to grow faster. And, you know, it's the most beautiful part of it is that many go on to grow, run, play, and go to school like any other child. And when we think about it, when they were in our unit, we're talking about this very, very tiny, vulnerable baby that at that point, you don't really know exactly what's going to happen and what the future is going to bring. But we've become very, very good at being able to save these babies. As you can imagine, not every patient is the same and not everything goes as planned always. But we are able to now save very, very small babies. We're able to operate on them when they're in like sizes that it was only managed. We could never imagine to be taking care of these tiny, tiny babies before.
Dr. Adrian Florens, a physician through the Palm Beach Health Network, is our guest. He specializes in treating high-risk and prematurely born babies, typically in the neonatal unit of a hospital. Now, Doc, you just talked about a lot of great things that are happening over at St. Mary's Medical Center. But before we kind of transition here into talking about your Chicago Bears, Doc, if you were to talk to somebody and they were making a decision on where to deliver their baby, why should someone consider St. Mary's Medical Center?
Honestly, and I mean this with all honesty, because I go to many, many hospitals all over the state, and especially in Palm Beach County. And I will say that it really, really makes a difference where you deliver your baby when it comes to the outcomes necessary. So if you're going to choose a place, you have to do it based on where do they have the most experience when it comes to taking care of these sick babies? Where do they have the specialized surgeons that could potentially go and do a very complex surgery? Where do they have the pediatric anesthesiologists that know how to take care of and provide, you know, hours of anesthesia for a baby that weighs 11, 12 ounces, right? And where are they able to eventually do the top-notch, state-of-the-art medical care that allows for these babies not only to survive, but to have the best outcomes possible? Because, you know, Mike, we're not here just to save babies, but we want to give them and their families their best quality of life. So I would say that those are the things that would make me or should make people that are listening choose St. Mary's Hospital, because I can assure you that it is. I've been in many states. I practice in other states, including Illinois, and I've seen some of the most skilled physicians, nurses, respiratory therapists, pharmacists, because it's a whole team, right? You can have a great doctor, but if you don't have an amazing nurse next to you, or you don't have an incredible pharmacist calculating the doses that you're giving, or you don't have a respiratory therapist that does this nose, you know, up and down those ventilators, it is an absolute whole team. And we have speech therapists, physical therapists, occupational therapists, because these babies need, imagine what it's like to grow outside of the uterus for so many months. They need everything. They need absolutely every skill necessary. And St. Mary's provides that. And it's one of the best hospitals that we have, not only in Palm Beach County, but I would say in the state of Florida.
So this is, by the way, again, Dr. Adrian Florence, who specializes in neonatal and perinatal medicine, pediatric and adolescent medicine. He works over at St. Mary's Medical Center. He is a doctor through the Palm Beach Health Network. And give St. Mary's a check if anybody, you know, it obviously is close to giving birth or anything along those lines. Now, Doc, you are a huge Chicago Bear fan. I heard it in your voice as you answered the phone when I asked you what sports teams you root for. Now, the Detroit Lions certainly had their way with the Bears, and it's kind of doomsday talk if you go and listen to some Bears talk around the country. I want to see where you're at with this team, because Caleb Williams, in my opinion at least, still seems like a capable quarterback. I thought it was a good coaching hire with Ben Johnson, but here we are at 0-2 again to start the season.
Look, Mike, I'm going to tell you, it's Monday. It's Monday, you know, afternoon. So this is not an easy time to talk about this. But I will say this: I'm still hopeful, because people cannot expect a change of a system so quickly. You know, Ben Johnson, yes, he's a offensive genius, right? But I still think that you can see what he did in Detroit even yesterday with the game, right? I could see what Ben Johnson was doing more with Detroit than what he wants to do with Chicago. So I think we have a long way to go. I think that people who thought that the season was going to start, I have to say, I thought that the first game against the Vikings could have gone better, and they looked better in the first half. And then you have a rookie quarterback like McCarthy coming back in the second half and, you know, destroying us in Soldier Field. What happened yesterday, I don't think it's completely unexpected. It still doesn't feel good. I'm still willing to give this system a chance. I have faith in Caleb Williams. I didn't like how one thing that I don't like is how the defense looked. And, you know, we pride ourselves with a better defense in Chicago, but, you know, they put up 50-something points on you. That's not very optimistic. It's not an easy time. I'm hoping, I'm going to be honest with you, now that I see how things are, and I was a little more excited than I am now, but I am going to be willing to even have not a great season now and maybe see if something can change. Maybe this is a longer process. Maybe this is a system that's going to take a little more time. So listen, it's 0-2, but it's 0-2 in the same division, and that's a problem, right? So let's see where we go from here.
And Doc, I completely understand the 0-2 in the division. You're talking to a miserable Brown fan here who lost 41-17 to the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. So we are two peas in a pod there. Doc, thanks so much for the time. Once again, that's Dr. Adrian Flores. He specializes in treating high-risk and premature-born babies, neonatal and perinatal medicine. Folks, if you got a decision to make on where to deliver your baby, St. Mary's Medical Center is the spot. And we thank Dr. Adrian Flores, who is joining us through the Palm Beach Health Network. Doc, thanks so much, partner. Enjoy the rest of your day, and best of luck to your Chicago Bears. You sound really hopeful. Listen, I need some courage being a Browns fan as well. We could all learn a little bit from Dr. Adrian Flores, who's not giving up on his Chicago Bears. We appreciate it, Doc.
Thank you so much for having me, and I really enjoyed speaking to you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And once again, that is St. Mary's Medical Center through the Palm Beach Health Network, our good friend, Doc Adrian Florence. We're taking a timeout, and we are coming right back on ESPN West Palm today.